Time now for our Ralph Boss Meets Seeds of Success, fueled by Kubota. It is Dairy Week, brought to you by Harrington Excavating. And here with Andrew Campbell, fresh air farmer from Belson Farms, just outside Strathroy.
It's the farm that actually I grew up on. It's the farm my mom grew up on. Basically, my grandpa started milking cows where we are right now, back in the 60s. And we have gradually kind of progressed from, being when he started, it was still the milking by hand on a stool, to today where robots are actually doing that job, and we're doing more with just managing the cows themselves.
Yeah, perfect segue. Let's talk technology. How's it affected your business?
It's been actually incredible, because it is one of those things where, you know, for us, the thing that we want to do most is try to make that cow as comfortable as possible, make sure that she kind of does what she would like to do. Technology plays that a huge, huge part in that, in the fact that, as I mentioned, milking robots, so she just decides when she wants to go get milked, and some cows maybe only get milked twice a day, some cows maybe get milked 5 times a day. It's really up to them and what they're most comfortable with. You know, we've also used things that things that push in feed to, you know, make sure there's fresh feed always for them. Calves get fed by a robot. There's technology to monitor lights and air and temperature and all that kind of stuff. It's a huge part of making sure cows are comfortable.
When those options came about, was it a no-brainer to go that route, or was there a choice? Could you have stayed your own way? Or
there's lots of different choices, because different farms are going to decide, you know, kind of different things that work for them. Certainly it's one of those things, and we've got, you know, lots of businesses in the area that do supply dairy farmers with, you know, lots of different technology options, in terms of maybe you're still the one that's milking the cow, you know, you're still using a milking unit, but you're bringing the cow in. There's different technology depending on what works for you. For us, you know, being a little smaller, you know, being one that, you know, it really is us as a family doing it, technology presents some really great opportunities to allow some flexibility for when we're there, we can be there.
Yeah, you're not the only dairy producer in the area, because there's a lot of them out there that are doing the same kind of great job that you guys are.
It is actually, it's one of those things that, you know, in the area, and I kind of count the areas, Middlesex, Lambton, Elgin, down into Kent and Essex, you know, there's about 200 of us as dairy farmers, and we're fortunate enough to produce 300 million liters for the province of Ontario, being those 200 farms.
A message to our listeners from the dairy producers, and maybe something they don't know that you'd like them to know, or something like that?
I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's when you're driving through the countryside, you may see a dairy farm and you think, oh yeah, you know, there's a dairy farm, but there's so much behind the industry that I think, you know, right here in Strathroy, we've got the Blue Water Milk Transport, you know, transports all the milk from this area, to processing plants headquartered here in Strathroy. We've got, you know, companies like Dortmund Brothers and Dairy Lane that are right in the area too, servicing all of us as dairy farmers. There's just a whole bunch of other businesses that really we rely on to be successful, making it a much bigger part of this community than just, as I mentioned, those 200 dairy farms.
Are you still doing your social media thing?
I do a little bit of it. I don't do quite as much as I used to before. I was posting, you know, every day, making videos all the time. Both kids and other jobs around the farm have gotten in the way a little bit, but I still post a little bit at Fresh Air Farmer.
Fresh Air Farmer, that's it. And in contact information, if anybody wants to find out more about dairy production through your farm, how would they contact you guys?
It actually is. So one, social media is the best way, as at the handle Fresh Air Farmer, and you get all the facts about dairy in this area at milk.org.
Andrew Campbell from Belson Farms, our dairy producer featured this week, part of our Ralph Boss Meets Seeds of Success. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks,
appreciate
Chris.
It.